Efsha. You can't learn the case that's Efsha, Mishi Efsha. In other words, it's Rashi, Dila Ibra, Chava Lehevin Akev Achriti. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created the world, he had to create the Zachar and the Keva. He had to create Chava. Because otherwise he couldn't have children. But maybe, Lamais, afterwards, if you have two boys, you nekayim the mitzvah. Aye, how would they get married? There are a lot of ladies, a lot of girls in the world. So now that the world is in existence already, could like Beshamiel's the mitzvah is two boys. But when Hashem first created the world, treat to them that had to be a Zachar and a Nekeva.
Alright, turn over.
So the Gemara Beisilu Nami Lilfa Mimosha, why doesn't Beishim Beisilu Asla Nafa Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, you have to have two boys. It's not enough just to have a boy and a girl. Amri Loch, so Beisilu holds, Moshe Midaitiu Diyavit. Moshe did it from his own das. So Rashi that means Mishum Shechina. V'yosa L'shar Kolod Amasas Kain. His doubt that Moshe stayed away from his wife, and that according to Beisilu, Moshe Rabbeinu was not in the kind of the mitzvah for Ravu. He did it because of the Shechina, because of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake. He didn't do it because of himself. So if we can't bring any proof for Moshe Rabbeinu. And in other words, really we hold like Beisilu that the mitzvah is to have a boy and a girl. I Moshe Rabbeinu stopped after he had two boys. That was Mishum the Shechina. He stopped, like we'll soon see. The Tanya we learned. Shloisha Dvarim Osa Moshe Midaitai. There are three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did Machmas his own das, by himself. But for his kimu daitla das amakam, he was mechaven, he agreed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's das. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to what he's doing. What are the three things? Pirish minoisha. He stopped living with his wife. V'shibar haluchas. He broke the first luchas. V'hoisiv yeymechot. He ate it another day. By Kabbalah Satorah, instead of being vav sivin, he made Kabbalah Satorah first a zayin sivin. Trash Yosef Yenechot will soon see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amaloi V'kidashtem Ayeinu Nochor V'omar Hayinuchaynam L'shloishes Yomim. Moshe Rabbeinu ate it another day, not the sixth B'sivin, but the seventh day B'sivin. Now, Tirish Menisha, Moshe Rabbeinu stayed away from his wife. What does that mean? My Dorish, what did he dash and what did he do this for? Omar, he said like this, Ma Yisrael, Ma Dukla Yisrael, Shalai Dibri Mayim Shechina. Ela lefisho that Kodesh Baruch Hu b'shas matan Torah on Harsinai. When Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah and gave the Lucas, gave the Torah on Harsinai, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was talking with Klai Yisrael only for that short time. V'kov olam zman, and he made a special time when he's going to talk, when he's going to be with them. Torah says that tikshu alisha that the whole Klai Yisrael had a mitzvah to stay away from them from their wife the 3 days beforehand to be tor in order to mekabel the Torah to still be with Hashem is ani mi Moshe Rabbeinu shem yuchad ledibor b'chol shoh that I'm always ready to talk to Hashem. Hashem always comes to me b'chol shoh b'shoh any time. For the kavul is mine. I don't have any special time when he's going to come to me. If Allah has come of a come, isn't it for sure that I have to be perish away from my wife to be tor and to be ready to talk to Hashem? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Moshe Rabbeinu had the right to stay away from his wife. Like, I don't know when Hashem is going to come talk to me. So I can't just stay away from my wife 1 day before. So if I don't know when, I always have to stay away from my wife. Now, what's the Raya Hashem was masking? Shneim and the Pesuk says, Leich emolehem, shuvu lechem liyolechem. That what the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell Klai Yisrael, after Harsinai, they're allowed to go back to their wives. Shrashi lechem to the tents means the neshechem. Klai Yisrael is allowed to go back and live with their wives. The Alta, but you, Moshe Rabbeinu, toy amoydi modi. You have to stay here with me. So Melo, that's the right that Hashem was masking that Moshe should stay away from his wife. That's why they still hold that even though Moshe was not mekayim the mitzvah to Ravu, but he did it because that was the rotzon of Hashem. In fact, the next thing that he did was shibures haluchos. Moshe made it when he came down from Harsinai, he broke the shtei luchos. My Dorish, what did Moshe do with what did he dashin? Said like this. Omar, he said, Oma Pesach, ma doth the korban Pesach, shu'echod nishesh meyos v'sholosh asorah mitzvahs. It's one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Return, the Torah says, Kol ben necher lo yecha boi. Whoever is a ben necher, a ben necher means here, like he's went away from Hashem. He's like an apikoros. He's a kosher from the Torah. He doesn't do the mitzvahs. So Madach ben Necho, the Torah says, cannot eat the Korban Pesach, is Yochel boy is a Torah kula. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu now wants to give the whole Torah, not only one mitzvah. The Yisrael Mumrim, and Christ was a Mumma that was being Isaac in the Chet of the Eagle, to a Mumma that had been Kofer and Hashem, that the Ovid Avodah Zorah, his Alachas Kam of a Kam, isn't it for sure that they do not deserve to have the Torah? His Madras is one mitzvah of Korban Pesach we don't give to a Ben Necha, to an Apikoris, so I've added the whole Klai Yisrael now, that was a Mumma of Beshas the Eagle, does not deserve to have the Torah. The Eskimo died to Das HaMachim, because Baruch was masking to him. The Pesach says, Asher Shibarto, that he broke it. The Yomer Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish says, Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Yasher Kechacha Sheshibarto. You get a Yasher Koyach, it's very good what you did, that you broke the Luchas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking, Chayesu did not deserve to have the Luchas. Right, so the third thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did was, Hoysif Yemechad Midaitai. Moshe Rabbeinu added another day to the time of Matan Torah. My Dorish, what did he dash in? Just see the Pesach says, V'kidashtem hayoyim u'mochor. That what? You have to prepare yourself today and tomorrow. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell Klai Yisrael. This would have been just the fifth and the sixth day, and the Torah was supposed to be given on the sixth day. So Moshe Rabbeinu dashind hayoyim k'mochor. Today has to be just like tomorrow. What does that mean? Ma'mochor, just like tomorrow, is a complete 24-hour period. Le'lo'imoi, you're going to have the night time and the daytime, is af hayoyim. When Hashem said today also means, le'lo'imoi, means the night has to be with today. V'laylo di'idno nofak le'i. And the layla passed away, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told to Moshe in the daytime. And he said, hayoyim u'mochor, today and tomorrow. So just like tomorrow means a night time and a daytime, when he said hayoyim, today also means a day of, a night and a day. So, Melo, what does that mean? Shema mina trei yoimei levar meyidna. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to say that there should be 2 days excluding today. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu pushed off the Matan Torah another day to make it Zion b'Sivan. And it says, V'eskimoi dait l'das ha-mokam HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the proof? Well, that was the Metzius.
T'loishar yashchina ad shifta. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu first saw the Shechina on Har-Sinai on Shabbos, the seventh day.
That's the right that HaKadosh Baruch was masking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tanya, that's the original Shaila. Rabbi Nosson Noina, Beishamai Yerimrim, Shnei Zechorim, Shnei Nekevus. Rabbi Nosson is a little bit different than Beishamai. They're not just 2 Zechorim is enough, 2 boys, but you have to have 2 boys and 2 girls. That's Beishamai Shita. Ubeisil Noina, Beisil Shita is no Zochor in a Keva. It's enough to have a Zochor in a Keva, that's enough. And that's what we pass in Alocha. Omer Rafuna, my time with Rav Nosson, what's Rav Nosson's time? How come he holds according to Beishamai? You have to have 2 boys and 2 girls. Over Beisilo, Zohar in a cave, and Beisilo, it's enough just a Zohar in a cave. Omer Rafuna. No. Omer Rafuna, in my time with Rav Nosson, I'll leave it to Beishamai. What's Beishamai sheet that have 2 and 2? Yechsev, the Pesach says, Va'atoysev lo ledes es ochiv, es hevel. So it says what? That they had another brother, hevel. Hevel v'yachoysoi. That means, we dash and yes means Hevel and his sister. Kain v'yachoysa, Kain v'yachoysa. Uksir, the Pesach says, Kishosli l'kim zerachar, tachas Hevel, kihorgul Kain. That since they killed Kain, that's why I got back another... Since Kain killed Hevel, that's why I got another son. So Rashi says what? As Kain as Hevel, Esim Rebuin, it says 2 times Esi, extra, Loima Nekeva Sayuimoyim. Then when they were both born, Hevel and Kayin, there were 2 daughters, each one had a sister. That was the key of the mitzvah for Revu to have 2 boys and 2 girls. Ki Shosli Zerach Atakas Hevel, Alma, what do we see? Tashlumim Boy. That the Meister, when Hevel was killed, saw them had to have another son in order to have the mitzvah for Revu. That's why you had to have another son. Wasn't enough to have without 2 Zechorim or 2 Nekevus. So Mashmah, that's the mitzvah, to have 2 Zechorim and 2 Nekevus. Therefore, when Cain killed Hevel, there was a mitzvah that Adam had to have another son, in order to always have 2 sons and 2 girls.
Yeah.
For Rabbanu, what did Rabbanu hold? Edu Yodukomoidis, who just thought he was like thanking Hashem. Not that he had to do it the same mitzvah. But Aduya Kamara, it sounded like thanking Hashem, like he wanted Barnazal to have another son. But not that he had Nibirit for the mitzvah. Right, the Tanya need to run another verse like this. Rabbi Nosson Neimer, Beisharma Yermrim, Zocher and Akeva. Even Beisharma says this. All you need is just a Zocher and a Akeva. Well, Beisil Yermrim, Oy Zocher and Akeva. Beisil even make even one. Any child you have, you make the mitzvah. Oh, my Rava, my time with Rav Nosson, what time Rav Nosson like this? I'll leave with the Beis Hillel, that holds there's enough just one. Shinam, the Apostle says, Loitayu Baroyu, Hashem didn't create this world to be empty. Lo Sheves Yitzor, Hashem created the people to live in it. Vo'ovid lo Sheves, and even if you only have one child, Lamaisa, that's called Sheves. You created the world to have something to be in. That's also the mitzvah just with one child. Itma, we learned like this. For the Maestro Locha we hold is, that the mitzvah is a boy and a girl. That's the mitzvah. Right, Itma. Hoyu loy bonim v'yoysoy ovikachovim. Let's say a guy had children. Finisgayir, and then he became a Jew. He was Misgayir. So Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Kayim Puravu. He's Mekayim the mitzvah. Right, so there's two sons of also Misgayir. So Lamaisa, he has now two Jewish sons. He's Mekayim the mitzvah. He has the mitzvah Puravu. For Eshlokesh Shomar, no, Loikayim Puravu. He's not Mekayim the mitzvah. He didn't have children after he became a Jew. He's not Mekayim the mitzvah. Rav Yechonon Omar Kayim Puravu, to a heavy light, Lamaisa has children right now. He's a Jew, his kids are Jews, they're his children. He's Mekayim the mitzvah. For Eshlokesh Omar, Loikayim Puravu. Why not? Because the klal is, Ger Shenizgayer Kekoten Shenelo Domi. If you have a guy that becomes a Jew, he's considered like his firstborn now. So the children you had before are not considered your children. They're considered like you're just born right now, they're not your children. This is my colleagues of Yechon and Meshlokah to go according to their own time. The Yitman would learn like this. If a guy had children when he was a guy, when he was a guy, and now he became a Jew. There's no din of a Bechor now. Why? To a heavenly Reshus Oinoi. In other words, when the guy is Mizgayer and he gets married now and he has more children, the first child he has is not called his Bechor. It's not called a Bechor. So Rashi says, Ein lo Bechor Nachlo. Ben Bechor Sheyelod loy Mishizgayer, Ein lo Nerto Pishnayim. If he has a child now, he after becomes a Jew, it's not called his Bechor. Why? Because he already had a child before already. The first child he has now is called his Bechor. Why? Because like he holds, Ger Shen is Gair, Kakon Shen Elodomi. A Ger that's Mizgayim is called like a cotton. So therefore, the children he had before are not his children. So now he's like firstborn himself now. So the first child he has now, that's called his Bechor. So Mor says, Tzricha, we need both Machlekes and Beisham and Beisilo. Di Yashmina bu Kamaisa Bashala Puravu, Di Kamari Abiyech na Mishom Di Mikora Nami B'nei Puravu Ninu. The reason why this guy, when he had children when he was a guy, it's called his Mekayim the Mitzvah, because even when he was a guy, it was also Shaykh to have Puravu. Rashi says, B'nei Noyach is B'nei Puravu Ninu. Di Yachsir B'yem Lem Puravu, they also have the tzibah to have children. So even when he was a guy, he did the mitzvah puravu. So therefore, now that he's mizgayer, and they were mizgayer also, they considered his children. He's mekayem the mitzvah. Avol in yinachlo tilav v'nei nachlo ninu. But maybe based Rabbi Yechon will agree. The gay to nachlo, since the goyish children when they were goyim don't have a din nachlo, there's no din yerusha by a goy. A memoydele the Rabbi Yechonon, maybe you'll agree. A memoydele the Rabbi Yechonon. Maybe Rabbi Yechon will agree to Rash Lakish. Kamashmullah, no. That Rabbi Yechon knows even for Bechor also, even Bechor's Bechor, Lamaisa, he already had a child, so the first child they had after, when he's Mizgayir, was not called the Bechor. Now, the Yitma, Bechoroni, said the Machloikis in this case by Puravu, welcome a Rash Lakish. Maybe over here Rash Lakish says, Gesh is going to go to the Adami. I will be here and if it only would have said the machlokes by a bechor, maybe only by a bechor, Rash Lakish says he's not considered the first one now is called the bechor, because when they were a goy, they're not b'nei bechor ninu. But maybe Vilvas Puravu, since a goy is mitzvah Puravu, maybe Rash Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that the children he had before are considered his children. Kamashmo no. The Rash Lakish says in both cases they're not considered his children.
Now, it's Machlokes Rishonim that the Yochanan says if he had children when he was a goy, and now he's a mezgayer, that we say still is Makan the Mitzvah per Revu, some Rishonim the Torah's Mashma, even if the children were not mezgayer, even if the children remained goyim, still Lamaisa, like Tosfos says, a Svara, that even though Rabbi Yochanan agrees that there's such a Svara of Gershon as Gaya, Kakon, Chanel, Adami, but Lamaisa, he just holds that since he had children when he was a goy, and Mishasi was a goy, there was the inyan of Pur Revu, so he's Mekayim the Mitzvah then, so he still has a Kima Mitzvah, even though his children are not Mezgayer. However, the Rambam Shita is no, that after Rabbi Yochanan says he's Mekayim Mitzvah Pur Revu, that's only if his children are also Mezgayer with him. Now also, that the Gemara says that by Goy, the Lav, and Einachle, Ninu, Shirashi speaks out, not that the Pshat is no Yerush at all. However, when a Goy dies, his children Yashin him. But there's no, in Yonim, there's no Chilukim. Like Lamasha, there's no difference between a Bas or a Ben. Whether it's a daughter or a son, they both Yashin equally, and Nuwadin is no Din Bechor, Baye a Goy. So that's the Pshat, Einai Bedin, Einachle. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding the Samach base. The Samach base on Muralov near the bottom.
And we're in the middle of the Shiloh, the Machlokes of Yechner Rosh Lakish, if a Goy had children, and then the Goy was Mizgayer, he's a Jew now, is he still Mekayim the Mitzvah Peru or not? With the children that he had before. The Yechner said, yes, he is Mekayim, and when we spoke out, some Machlokes we showed him, if it means the children are also Mizgayim, Mizgayer also became a Jew. That's the Rambam Shita, whereas the Torah says, no, even if the children were not Mizgayer, still the father is Mekayim the Mitzvah. So now the Gemara says, Eis Tzvei Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish. For Eis Tzvei, the Pasuk says, Sholach Baradcho Baladim Ben Baladim Melech Bovel. So you see, it's called his child. You see, it's called the son goes after the father. So Amalei answered back, B'yoyson Oide Kechovim Is Leichayis Kol Zaman Degoyim Avadar Rizachiyis. Nizgairu less luchis. That's what Rosh Lakish says, that there's no chis, that's only after they become a Jew, that Gershon is gai, kakotin chanel adami.
But we're talking about Nizgairu. Let's say the guy becomes a Jew, less luchis. And then he like cuts off everything that happened before, and like Rosh Lakish holds, it's like a kakotin chanel adami. He has nothing to do with what happened before. So therefore, now he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah Peruvu, it's not his children anymore like. Omar Rav says, Hakil Moedim, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish both agree that the Eved by Neved Kanani Shein Lo Chiyas. The children that an Eved Kanani has is not called his children, they're not called Chiyas, they don't go after him. The Yechsir, the Pasuk says, Shvu Lachem Po Yimachamor. Like, stay over here, Avram told Eliezer, stay here with the Chamor. So Darshin Am Hadim Lachamor. By Neved Kanani is called an Am Hadim Lachamor. It's just like a donkey. Drashi Shvulachem Poyel Yez Eved Avram Evi. So you see, like Eved has a look like a Chamor, and Avada by a Chamor there's no Chiyas. The children don't go after them. Meisvei have a kashra on this. It says, Uletziva, that was an Eved. Tziva was Nirashi Eved Kanani, Shel Mipaboshes Evi. He was Mipaboshes Eved Kanani. And the post it says, Ulitziva to this Eved Kanani, Chamesh Esre Bonim. He has 15 sons. For Esre Mavodim, he had 20 Avodim. So see, it's called his sons, it's called he has Chiyas. Omer Rav Acho Bar Yaakov, Kepar Ben Boker. It doesn't really mean it was his children, the Miyachas after him. Just means, like you say, a Par Ben Boker, like a young animal. Just means to say they came out of him. But not that it's any did Chiyas. For Gemara Yehoki, if so, Tochinami? Maybe he had the psukim also. What's Uriah by a goy? There's a dinchias, because it says baladon, ben baladon. Maybe it's just saying out like an animal, like the son of an animal. So Morin says, Shani Hosom the Yachsinu Bishmayu uvishmo the Avun. Since the pasuk over here says, Vaisi Sholach Baradcho baladon, ben baladon. It says like the name of the son and the name of the father, it means to say there's a yichus, that the son does go after the father. So you have to come on to the terrace we said before, that when there's still a goy, there is a din chiyus. It's only when he's in this gaya, when he becomes a Jew, then Mashkoch holds, he cuts off all ties. But over here, by an Eved, it does not say the names of the father and the son. Another Torah says, the reason why by a Goy, we say the Rizchi is from another Pasuk. Another place also it says the Yichus. Another Pasuk it says the father and the grandfather's name. The Yisivit says, by Yishalcha Mamelech Asa, El Ben Hadad, Ben Tavrimun, Ben Chazuyon, Melech Aram. The Yashib B'Damesek, he's sitting in Damesek. Blamer, to say over. So I call upon him, since it says here the name of the grandfather, the name of the father, Mashma, there is a din chias by Goyim. His Goyim calls the man, the Goyim, they have a chias. The son goes after the father. We just think, Mashloka says though, that after he's Mizgayir, it's nothing. You're right. Itmar, we look like this. What about Hoyo Loi Bonim? Let's say a regular Jew, his wife was a Jew, they had children, they had a son and a girl, and now, Umeisu, they died. What's the locha? Are they Mekayim de Mitzvah Puruvu or not? Is Rafunu Amar Kayim Puruvu? They were Mekayim de Mitzvah already. Lamaisa, they had children. Either children died, so it's not their fault, but the Mitzvah they did. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Loikayim. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, they're not Mekayim de Mitzvah. What's the Svara? That the Muslims see. The mitzvah is that the world has to be populated. So Maisa, if your kids died, the world is not populated now. You don't have a key of the mitzvah anymore. Rav Huna Rama Kayim. Rav Huna says he's Mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Mishum Drabasi. The Omer Rabasi ain't Ben David Bor at Sheichlo Kol Nisham Meshebeguf. That the Mashiach Ben David can come until all the Nishamas will put on this world that has to be put here. There's such a midah of Shebeguf. There's an olam called the Guf, and all the neshamas are there. Now, the Mashiach can't come till all the neshamas are used up. So the pshat is, the chelik of the mitzvah puruvu is, like you have to make it the neshamas were brought onto this world. So Maisa, if you had children, even though they died, Maisa, the neshamas were put on this world, that's also called the kima of the mitzvah puruvu. Shinam, the Pasuk says, Kiruach melefon ayatif. Masha Ruach, Melefon Ayatef, he wraps them around, all the Neshamas have to come down. Rabbi Yechanan Amado, Loikayim Pru Ravu. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, he was not Mekayim the Mitzvah Pru Ravu. Kur Yevrivya, he wasn't Mekayim. Why? The Pasuk says, Leshevas Yitzara Binan. That you have to have, the world was created, that it should be populated. Violeka, you don't have it anymore. Now that Lamaisi, your kids died, they're not here anymore. So when the kids die, it's like bottle the mitzvah. You don't have the king of the mitzvah anymore. You have to be used in having more children. Mitzvah, have a kasha. It says aloha.